Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that between 800 to 1,000 people in the U.S. get meningococcal disease each year, and a significant number of these cases involve teens and young adults. To talk about protecting teens and young adults against meningococcal disease is Dr. Terry Dixon. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Dixon, tell us about this disease.
So meningococcal disease is a bacterial illness that is caused by a bacterium named Neisseria meningitidis. It can cause two forms of disease. Over half of the cases present as meningitis. The remaining disease can present as a bloodstream infection.
And what are the symptoms of meningococcal disease?
In the case of meningitis, you can often see fever. You can also get stiff neck, headache, sensitivity to light, and vomiting. And in some severe cases, you can see altered mental status or altered consciousness. In the case of systemic infection with meningococcus, so a bloodstream infection, you can see fever. You can see patients not feeling very well, but most notably, in most cases, you can see a rash that can involve any part of the body, but the rash that's most associated with meningococcemia is a rash that is often on the lower parts of the body, and it doesn't blanch when you press on it. Those are concerning signs.
And does this disease develop as a complication of a cold or some other common virus?
That is correct. They found that most cases of meningococcal disease occur during flu season, and they often occur after someone's had a cold or the flu.
And this is a potentially serious disease, so early diagnosis and treatment is important?
That is correct. People who have this disease can often have debilitating effects from it, and the earlier you treat this disease, the more likely you are to survive it.
And is it responsive to antibiotics? Is that the treatment?
It is. It's responsive to a number of antibiotics. But again, it is important to start treatment very early.
How does meningococcal disease spread from one person to the next person?
So meningococcus is present in our respiratory secretions. So any coughing can potentially spread it. Also, if you share utensils, you share cups, you eat after someone who's carrying it.
Why are teens and young adults particularly susceptible to this illness?
In order to get disease, you have to be colonized with the organism. And it's found that teens and preteens have the highest colonization rates out of all the other age groups. The reason why we believe that's the case has mainly to do with their behaviors. They're likely to congregate in large groups in enclosed areas. So in the case of college students, those involve dormitories. They are also more likely to engage in behaviors that predispose to illness, such as smoking or excessive drinking.
How can teens and young adults be protected against this illness?
So we actually have a vaccination for meningococcal disease that we normally give to preteens around the age of 11 to 12. They will then get a booster for that vaccine at age 16. Of course, if they get the vaccine after age 16, they only need one dose, and it's most often done prior to going to college.
Any additional preventative measures that can help stop the spread of meningococcal disease?
So the main way that we stop the spread of meningococcus from patients who have the disease to close contacts is to give antibiotics to very close contacts to prevent them from acquiring disease.
Dr. Dixon, thanks for providing this information about meningococcal disease.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.